Hello guys, Depression with Sharon here, but I'm doing something a little bit differently this time. I am actually doing some ghost stories. And these are five short ghost stories that will scare the life out of you. So I'll start off at the beginning explaining and hope you enjoy. Five short ghost stories that will scare the life out of you. When I think about telling ghost stories, I think about sitting around the campfire, roasting marshmallows, telling spooky tales with a torch under my tin before returning to my tent for the night, despite the fact that this isn't an activity I've ever taken part in, ever. It just feels like the perfect way to share a scary story. Especially with the sounds of the forest rustling around you and the stars overhead. Well, even if you're not into the forest, telling short ghost stories is a brilliant way to pass the time. So we've rounded up some of the very best ghost stories for adults and from around the internet that are sure to give you a fright. Pass the marshmallows. This story is a short ghost story found on Reddit, and it's super creepy, and it's titled Number 1, The Puppy in the Basement. Mummy told me never to go in the basement, but I wanted to see what was making that noise. It kind of sounded like a puppy, and I wanted to see the puppy, so I opened the basement door and tiptoed down a bit. I didn't see a puppy. And then Mummy yanked me out of the basement and yelled at Mummy. They yelled at me. Mummy had never yelled at me before, and it made me sad and I cried. Then Mummy told me never to go into the basement again, and she gave me a cookie. That made me feel better, so I didn't ask her why the boy in the basement was making noises like a puppy, or why he had no hands or feet. Number 2, Nunchucks. Michael Froelich Young had a strange experience with her 2-year-old daughter submitted to movie pilot. When my daughter was 2, I found her twirling paper towel tubes tied with twine in the air. I asked her what she was doing. She said she was practicing her nunchucks. I was very confused, as she'd have no way of knowing what they were. I asked her what she meant, and she said that Adam had told her how to make them and showed her each night how to use them. She went on to say that Adam told her to practice because she may need to know how to defend herself someday. I almost freaked out, but asked her what Adam looked like. She said he was tall, blonde, and had blue eyes. She said, Mummy, you know how he looks. You know him. He died of a headache. I had to leave the room. You see, 4 months before she was born, my tall, blonde, blue-haired martial arts pro friend had died of a brain aneurysm at the age of 27. She has not spoken of him since that day, so I'm not sure if I scared her with my reaction or if she had completed her lessons. Number 3, There's Someone Under the Bed. Sometimes the very short ghost stories are the best, and this tale from Reddit via BuzzFeed tells the story of a father putting his young son to bed. I began tucking him into bed and he tells me, Daddy, check for monsters under my bed. I looked underneath for his amusement and see him, another him, under the bed, staring back at me, quivering and whispering, Daddy, there's someone under my bed. The chair. The short tale starts beginningly enough with a friendly seeming ghost playing with children. But when you learn the origins of the ghost and just why the ghost is moving the object around the room, it quickly gets a lot creepier. Submitted via Reddit by Scoop Whoop. When my sister Betsy and I were kids, our family lived for a while in a charming old farmhouse. We loved exploring its dusty corners and climbing the apple tree in the backyard. But our favourite thing was the ghost. We called her Mother because she seemed so kind and nurturing. Some mornings, Betsy and I would wake up on each of the nightstands. And on each of the nightstands, we would find a cup that hadn't been there the night before. Mother had left them there. Word that we'd get thirsty during the night, she wanted to take care of us. Among the home's original furnishing was an antique wooden chair which we kept against the back of the wall of the living room. Whenever we were preoccupied watching TV or playing a game, Mother would inch that chair forward across the room towards us. Sometimes she'd manage to move it all the way to the centre of the room. We always felt sad putting it back against the wall. Mother just wanted to be near us. Years later, long after we'd moved out, I found an old newspaper article about the farmhouse's original occupant, a widow. She'd murdered her two children by giving them each a cup of poisoned milk before bed. Then she hung herself. This article included a photo of the farmhouse living room with a woman's body hanging from the beam. Beneath her, knocked over, was the old wooden chair, placed exactly in the centre of the room. Did it get colder in here, or was it just me? The ghost at home. In one of the favourite short ghost stories, a man thinks that he's loses his phone and someone is playing a trick on him. Turns out there is someone playing with him, but it's a ghoul rather than a person, submitted via Reddit by BuzzFeed. Last night, a friend rushed me out of the house to catch the open act of the local bar's music night. After a few drinks, I'd realised my phone wasn't in my pocket. I checked the table where we were sitting at the bar, the bathrooms, and after no luck, I used my friend's to call mine. After two rings, someone answered, gave out a low, raspy giggle and hung up. They didn't answer again. I eventually gave it up as a lost cause and headed home. I found my phone laying on the nightstand, right where I left it. 6 super ghost stories. Super short ghost stories. Finally, something a little different. The Metro wanted to put together something spooky and come up with these 1 or 2 sentence ghost stories that are designed to get you thinking. So here's my favourites. Mummy, the man at the top of the stairs says you should leave. I woke up hearing knocking on the glass at first. I thought it was the window until I heard it come from the mirror again. There's nothing like a laughter of a baby unless it's 1 a.m. and you're home alone. Sometimes the very best short ghost stories are those that include the sense of creepy and dread, or that tingling sensation where you're not quite sure where the story is going to go or where it's going to end. Fill in the blanks of the story with your own thoughts from your own experiences is what can make those ambitious stories even creepier. So will these stories take you? Find out far down the rabbit hole you can go as we list 12 scariest books ever written. So yeah, guys, that was some creepy ghost stories. So yeah, if you've got any ghost stories that you know of, or anything you remember from your past when you were younger that you've seen, you know, comment on this or please share. This is Sharon's Depression podcast now signing off. And stay safe, everybody. And once we start able to get out and see people on the 29th, which is next Monday, please don't break the rules by going too far. Just do what we can, stick to it, and we'll be all fine. Okay, take care, guys. Bye.